This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so listen, everybody. It's Friday morning, which is always my favorite because it's when George Meany pops by with a couple of the important stories that we need to pay attention to in the week. So how are you, George?
All right, and you, Gareth?
Good. What interesting shit have you brought us today?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
No, interesting,
interesting
shit.
Interesting shit.
Yes. Do you know that when I say to someone, this is some interesting shit, that I love it. Then I'm curious.
Sure, that's an oxymoron.
No, I'm telling you. You've never brought us a boring story.
So, do you think we should care about the Syrian civil war?
If you're telling me I should, and if my bully tells me I should, I should. Mubs, should I care?
I think we should care.
Okay. George, I should care?
I think we should care.
All right.
But I'm coming at that from a different angle.
Go on.
Because it increases our fuel prices.
Oh, shit. All right. See? It's interesting shit. You see that?
Exactly. Exactly. There's another fuel price hike in May.
What happens?
41 cents a litre. So we're going from...
Is this because of Assad? I suppose maybe a lot of the oil comes through Syria.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Exactly. The Middle East. So we're going from R14.48 to R14.89. And if you remember last month, which is a distant memory,
yes,
we went up by 72 cents a litre. So another 41 cents a litre. So we went up by 5% last month. We're going up by 2.5% or 3% this month, which means that each month you're probably paying in the region of R100 a month more in
George,
fuel.
This is a terrible way to start our Friday morning.
Well, it gets more interesting from here.
Okay, well, it's still practical information. So the price is going to go up again. Brace yourselves, everybody.
Exactly. Go and fill up before the first Tuesday of every month because that's when the price goes
okay.
up.
Okay.
And then, you know about wireless cell phone charging. Ben, do you know about wireless cell phone charging?
I do, George. It's great. You put a phone onto a little thing and it charges by itself with no wires.
You'd have to plug it in.
Yeah, you gotta plug the pad in at the moment, but the next step for that is you'll be able to walk into your house and not even put it on the pad and your cell phone will charge.
It'll charge through the air?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's the technology already exists. So what China's doing is China's trying to take it one step further. They've got the section of highway that 45,000 cars travel on every day, and they're busy putting solar energy onto this highway.
Yeah.
That can power the highway and 800 homes around it.
That's phenomenal.
But what they're building into this technology is they want to make the road smart, which means that the future of electric vehicles means that this road will charge your car as you drive on the highway.
Fantastic. So we will have electric cars and our cell phones being charged while we're sitting in the Chinese traffic.
Exactly.
And imagine what that would do for people in the N1.
And this is all to China's drive to become a stronger leader in manufacturing.
Wow. Imagine all of that stuff happening while you are sitting in traffic.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
Because then we don't need the fuel price increase that George was talking about because we'll have an electric car. You have your phone being charged. And it'll be self-driving, so you'll be able to be on your phone.
Exactly.
You could sext someone, Sia, while you're sitting in traffic. And your phone will be at 100%, and you won't have to worry about where you're going because your car will do that thinking for you.
I got a challenge for Sia.
Okay.
What socks am I wearing today?
This is a whole game. Let me explain to everybody what this is. Every time George comes in, Sia and George have a sock off.
Yes.
Which is kind of...
That's the thing.
Sia has noticed, and it is something that George keeps on the DL. You know, he wears these very interesting socks.
It's
his fashion thing.
And yes.
Of course, Sia, with his eagle eyes, picked this out immediately.
He did. He even photographed it.
I definitely know today there's a polka dot situation.
Not really, no. I thought of wearing those today, but then I thought it would be too easy for you.
I can't tell.
They've got mustaches on it.
Oh. Very nice.
We approve.
You approve. Anyway, we're getting off track.
Not at all. This is very important to some people.
Yeah, everybody knows Knight Rider, right?
Oh, are you kidding?
David
Hasselhoff.
I used
to watch that show. I wanted that car more desperately than you could imagine. I had a little model one. I used to build the interior of kit and then put the different buttons and things and pretend I was driving. I was like 7 or 8.
Uh-huh.
Man, I used to love that show. Knight Rider.
Everybody wanted to be David Hasselhoff and wanted a kit car. Well, it's not too far off because the United States is busy committing to mm-hmm. having short-range wireless technology by 2021, which means that every car on the road will be able to talk to each other within 300 meters.
They will be talking, like
they will be
Kit.
Talking. Well, it'll be in their binary language, but they'll be talking to each other. And within 300 meters, the car will be able to communicate. And Toyota, funnily enough, has already installed this technology in over 100,000 cars in Japan since 2015.
A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
That car, that was the best car. I don't care what anyone says. There's no car they've come up with since the 80s that's better than Kit.
Okay.
What's that, George?
There's an entire cult in America dedicated to Kit the Knight Rider.
Oh, I loved that car.
2021.
It had a little screen, though. It had a little, like he had a little TV screen. And it was very small. They could have made that as big as a Tesla's one. I think that could have been an improvement. Man.
So talking about connected cars.
Mm-hmm.
If we think in the world of motoring, you can't learn from Facebook, we should.
Uh-oh.
Because the Zuck
mm-hmm.
has been questioned for 2 days
mm-hmm.
In front of the U.S. Congress. You
yes.
know that, right?
Yes, we saw that. Very embarrassing for Congress, actually.
And the alien stories came out stronger than ever.
Yes, that he's a lizard. We know that, too.
And I actually watched that YouTube video that that started this alien story.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... We should be concerned about this entire Facebook debacle and the way in which Facebook has handled the data privacy, because talking about connected cars, how much will the information that is floating between cars and through the airwaves in 2021, how valuable will that be?
Well, I mean, to a wife whose husband's cheating,
hey.
Very important. I saw you going to number 47 Oak Avenue 14 times this week.
Not word even be I saw, I heard, I got the receipts, I got the proof.
Your car told me.
Yes.
So theory has it that the data from the cars alone will become more valuable than the car in the next couple of years. Especially with autonomous driving, driving patterns, driving behaviors.
Right.
And driving locations, as Sia put it.
Well, how do we protect that? I mean, can we register all our information and say that we own it and nobody else does? Or is the car manufacturer going to have that?
Well, I think it's important to, as we navigate life, to understand that we trade functionality for privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't entirely agree with what Facebook has done, but at the end of the day, every user did give Facebook the permission.
That's right. You opt in when you sign all those terms and conditions that nobody reads.
So as we move towards this world of connected cars and autonomous driving vehicles,
uh-huh.
be careful what you opt in for, because that could be the privacy issue that befalls you sometime down the line when you trade that for functionality.
I will opt in for a Knight Rider car, for a Kit.
I agree.
I'll opt in for that. You could have all my information. I could give a shit. Take it. Give me a Kit.
Mm. You say that now.
Sia, you don't.
All right.
You never watched this show. Shut up.
Hey, I used to watch it when I bunked school every once in a while after Isabel Jones.
You were born in the 90s.
The reruns were on SABC 2. I still remember.
Please. It's different when you were... There was nothing else on TV when we watched Knight Rider. It was the most exciting show because the next most exciting show was Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, I remember Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, you guys were so spoiled for choice. How I envy thee.
We didn't have the internet. We had to wait. They'd say, next week's episode. Do you remember that, my buddy? Those years of, like, next week on this show. And you'd go, oh, I have to wait a whole week.
And we did.
It
we
felt like whistles. Hell, now you download the whole season of the whole series and... You watch it in one day.
I got the fright of my life yesterday when I saw Brooke and Ridge.
Oh, are they still alive?
On the Bold and the Beautiful. Ooh. And are I was just like, wow.
Are they still alive?
Yes.
Are they still in love?
I don't know. I saw them for a split second.
I mean, Ridge must look like Betty White by now, let alone Brooke. Two of them. My God. They're still going?
Yeah.
Brooke Logan.
What's that, Bold and the Beautiful?
How old are you, Sia? You remember the surname.
Don't get me started on Brooke Logan and the Fosters and the fashion empire and the live.
Do you remember that? Who was that horribly, horribly ugly woman?
Sally Spectra.
That's it. Sweet Jesus. The eye makeup alone was like that villain in The Little Mermaid.
We're getting sidetracked.
Anyway, George, so sorry.
Badly. That's it. I'm done.
George is outraged. George is never coming back.
I'm getting the feel that he actually was a bold and beautiful fan.
No, though. George came in here to talk some sense into us and give us some useful information. All we've done is ended up in Bold and the Beautiful Land. What a joke.
Well, same time as Knight Rider, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, George, here's your exit music for this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. George Meany. And don't forget, Auto Central, a brand new fresh episode recorded this week. They reviewed the latest news from the world of motoring, and they talked about the Auto Trader South African Bike Festival, which is coming up. Also reviewed the Mercedes AMG GTS. That's a car, huh?
Oh, I took it for a drive.
God, I love that car. I've got pictures of that car saved on my phone. You know, some people have porn. I've got pictures of that car. And they'll also give you an insight into what will power the cars of the future. If you want to hear all of this, head over to cliffcentral.com and you can hear the podcast powered by Auto Trader and hosted by Tyron and by George and by Chad. And you could hear their interesting guests who they have there as well. All right, that's Auto Central. On cliffcentral.com. Go and find it now.
This is cliffcentral.com.